This is Dairy Radio Now, Feed Form Friday.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Form, and we're going to build on the big news. If you're a Holstein breeder, you know all about this. We now have a new record cow in the United States in terms of total milk production. And the name of that cow is Stonefront Leader Hilda, a cow that is raised in Lancaster, Wisconsin, and the owners are Andy and Lynn Buttles. And that is in Grant County, which is in the southwestern part of the state of Wisconsin. This cow produced, hang on to your hats, 460,720 pounds of milk in her lifetime of 15 years. Unfortunately, the cow has now passed on, but she was the excellent 90-score cow, 4E, which meant that this cow was a very structurally correct animal as well. So let's talk a little bit about Hilda. Hilda was 13 years old. Now remember, the first 2 years, we have to grow Hilda to become a cow. So actually, she only has about 13 years of productive life. If we assume that she had at least 12 lactations in that 13 years, she averaged around 38,000 plus pounds of milk every lactation, and then she did that for 12 consecutive lactations, for example. According to the owner, she's just moderate in size. She's not a monster cow, and she was what he called a trouble-free cow, which means she had no problems getting pregnant, no mastitis risk, no health issues as well. She was a low-maintenance cow, which means she kind of just did her own thing, and she had an excellent udder, which, of course, helps in terms of mastitis control. Hilda was very consistent. She took and ate at the same spot in the feed bunk. She was there a lot of time, obviously, producing that high levels of milk. She has to love dry matter. And she laid in the same stall, so she was a very predictable cow. Her best record was when she was 9 years of age. She produced 48,200 pounds of milk. And that's beyond basically that was considered the optimal age of a cow for milk production. He called her mentally a tough cow. She held her own and was always at the feed bunk. She had good functional type, which meant a mammary system that was excellent, meaning avoided mastitis, good feet and legs, so she continued to walk and basically did not suffer from other problems. And genetics was very solid genetic pedigree as well. The herd itself is in Wisconsin. They have 1,250 milk cows. Again, a very prestigious herd. They are now averaging 30,058 pounds of milk per cow annually with 1,291 pounds of butter fat and 914 pounds of protein. And these cows are milked 3X as well. The owner said that another important aspect besides nutrition here is that the herd breeds for longevity. They like older cows because older cows are more profitable. Cow comfort is key. They have sand-type freestalls here, and the stalls are larger to accommodate their cow sizes. And finally, he said, teamwork of the dedicated people are important. Obviously, with 1,200 cows, you cannot just use family labor anymore, and you must have skilled laborers there and people that really like to work with dairy cows. And his quote was, good people equals good cows. So our take-home message today is levels of milk production is going to continue to increase on farms as we see more and more improvement in genetics and farm management skills on these farms. Just for our listeners, now in the United States, we have 31,657 dairy farms in the United States, and we lose somewhere around 4 to 6% annually each year. We have 9.39 million cows, and that's kind of a record number of cows in the United States. The average herd in the United States would have 297 cows producing 23,775 pounds of milk. So you can see the Wisconsin herd, the Buttle herds, is about 6,000 pounds above the national average. Well, that completes the program for today. Have a good one.
Dr. Mike Hutchins is Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois and is featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
The Agriculture Department announced additional COVID relief, including $500 million in American Rescue Plan funding in the Emergency Food Assistance Program, or TFAP. It won't be as generous to the dairy industry as the Food Box Program. That, according to Nate Donne, Director of Dairy Market Insight for StoneX Dairy in Chicago. And he'll talk about it with Lee Melke on our Milky Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.